please remain standing for the scripture reading.
请仍然站立，我哋读经。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapters 1, verses 1 through 10 and 15 through 17.
今日经文来自马太福音第一章一到十节同埋十五到十七节。
We'll first read this together in unison, first in English and then in Chinese.
我哋会一齐用英文读，之后再用一齐会用广东话读。
Matthew chapter 1, verse 1.This is a record of the ancestors of Jesus, the Messiah, a descendant of David and of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah was the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez was the father of Hezron. Hezron was the father of Ram. Ram was the father of Amminadab.Amminadab was the father of Nahshon. Nahshon was the father of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz was the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother was Bathsheba, the widow of Uriah. Solomon was the father of Rehoboam.Rehoboam was the father of Abijah. Abijah was the father of Asa. Asa was the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was the father of Jehoram. Jehoram was the father of Uzziah. Uzziah was the father of Jotham. Jotham was the father of Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was the father of Manasseh. Manasseh was the father of Amon. Amon was the father of Josiah.Eliad was the father of Eleazar. Eleazar was the father of Mathan. Mathan was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Mary gave birth to Jesus, who is called the Messiah. All those listed above include 14 generations from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the Babylonian exile.And 14 from the Babylonian exile to the Messiah.
马太福音第一章，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各生犹大和他的弟兄。犹大从他玛士生法勒斯和谢拉，法勒斯生希斯伦，希斯伦生亚兰，亚兰生阿米拿达，阿米拿达生拿顺，拿顺生撒门，撒门从哈合士生波亚斯，波亚斯从路德士生俄庇德，俄庇德生耶西，耶西生大卫王。大卫王从乌利亚的妻子生所罗门，所罗门生罗波安，罗波安生亚比亚，亚比亚生亚撒，亚撒生约沙法，约沙法生约兰，约兰生乌西亚，乌西亚生约坦，约坦生亚哈斯，亚哈斯生希西家，希西家生马拿西。马尼西生亚门，亚门生约西亚，以律生以利亚撒，以利亚撒生马但，马但生雅各，雅各生约瑟，就是玛利亚的丈夫，那称为基督的耶稣从玛利亚生的。这样从亚伯拉罕到大卫共有十四代。从大卫到迁至巴比伦的时候也有十四代，从迁至巴比伦的时候到基督又有十四代。
God bless the reading and hearing of His word. Please be seated.
祝福听同埋读嘅佢嘅话语嘅人，请坐。
The title of Pastor Wilson's message: The Family History.
今日陈牧师为我哋正讲嘅题目系家谱历史。
Good morning. Eric, could you shine up Hark the Herald Angels Sing stanza 2?
我再睇翻头先嗰首歌嘅第二节。
Thanks. We just sang a great Christmas hymn that's very familiar to many of you.
咁我哋刚刚唱过一首大家都好熟悉嘅圣诞歌。
I'd just like to point to your attention the third line. You see it? What does it say?
我想睇下第三行，咩意思？
Late in time, behold him come.
咁英文咧係話佢遲嚟，話你睇下佢嚟到。咁中文又翻譯有少少唔同嘅呢個版本。
So my question to you this morning is this: Was Jesus late?
咁我想今日想問下你，究竟耶穌係咪遲到咗咧？
You know, when someone tells you that you're late, especially a teacher, I remember in junior high school, Ms. Holman, my junior high school band teacher, said, Chen, you're late. That's a negative connotation, isn't it?
記唔記得，好似你喺學校嘅時候，尤其是我喺初中嘅時候，嗰個樂隊嘅領班，佢話：哦，姓程嘅，你遲到啦。咁你會好驚，因為呢個好似個負面嘅批評。
You know, no one wants to wake up and go to an 8 a.m. class and say you're late, right?
冇人想8点钟要翻到学，跟住翻到学，老师话你迟到。
So, was Jesus late?
耶稣系咪迟到咧？
Of course not.
梗系唔系啦。
But as you'll see on slide 2, Wesley meant something when he penned, late in time, behold him come.
但当这个诗歌的作者他说他来到，大家都去所望，望着，渴望着他来到的时候，他这样写。
See, Wesley, the lyric writer of the hymn, was trying to capture the feeling of generations of Old Testament believers.
卫斯理这个作者他想讲到的，想俾大家睇到的，就是说过去这么多个年代的信徒都在渴望耶稣的来到。
Because for a long, long, long time, God's people have been hoping for the coming ever since that divine proclamation in Genesis 3:15.
因为由自从创世纪第三章十五节嗰度嘅宣讲以嚟，过去好多代嘅基督徒都喺度渴望紧嗰一刻。
Think about that. Think about the long, long, long wait, generation after generation after generation.
你谂下咁长嘅时间，一代一代一代去等。
Where that promise in Genesis 3:15, the first glimpse of the gospel, God had promised his people. He promised them the arrival of one who would crush, bruise the serpent's head.
就是创世纪三章十五节，那个福音首先的预言，就是说神说那一位会来到，会去打伤这个蛇的头。
And just like maybe you're crying right now, how long? How long, O Lord?
可能你好像我咁样，我都喺度呼求紧，就话。 几耐啊，主啊，仲要几耐咧？
He heard the cry. Was Jesus late?
神听到我哋嘅呼救，但系耶稣系咪迟到咧？
This is the first Sunday of the Advent season for Christians.
今日系呢个降临节嘅第一个星期日主日。
And that's why we sing hymns like "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
所以我哋会唱好似呢个天使歌唱嘅呢首嘅诗歌咁样。
And we also sang "O Come, O Come, Emmanuel," another famous 12th-century hymn.
我哋头先都听唱过呢个以马内利恳求降临呢首好熟悉嘅诗歌。
And if you were paying attention to the words, which you should, you'll notice that there's a sense of waiting, longing in that hymn.
如果你留意歌词嘅时候，你都睇到嗰度佢讲到嗰种等待嗰种嘅精神。
You'll see this on slide 3. O come, Emmanuel. Again, we just sang this. And ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears.
他第一節說：以馬內利肯求降臨，救贖釋放以色列民，淪落異邦，寂寞傷心，引頸渴望神子降臨。
He continues, O come, thou rod of Jesse free, thy own from Satan's tyranny. From depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory over the grave.
第二节他继续讲话，耶西之杖恳求降临，撒旦手中释放子民，地狱深处拯救子民，使众得胜，死亡之分。
That's why the hymn writer can say, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
以至这个作者跟着他可以讲话，欢欣，欢欣，以色列民，以马内利必定降临。
I hope that's in your heart today.
我希望这个是你今天心中所想。
Because God may seem slow at times to us, creatures.
对我们这些受造之物，可能你会觉得神好像慢了。
But he's always on time. He is never late.
但他永远都是准时的，他从来不会迟到。
But as we human beings read, right, through the Bible, from the beginning, there's something, you know, something unusual there. You know, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, when we turn the page, right, from Malachi to Matthew, what do we see? Genealogy.
但由旧约圣经去到新约圣经中间这个马拉基书至到马太福音的时候，中间有什么呢？就好像只有一个家谱。
You see,If you were making up a story, right? Right? What's the first line in Star Wars?
如果你写一个故事的时候，好似呢个《星球大战》咁样，佢第一句系乜嘢咧？
Was it Once Upon a Time? I don't know. You guys remember the Star Wars movie? What does it say? Once Upon a Galaxy or something like that, right?
In a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, something like that, right?
喺一个好遥远、遥远嘅宇宙里边，吓佢第一句系咁样讲。
That means, yeah.Could be true, maybe not, maybe so, right?
可能是真，可能不是真。
No. The New Testament, Matthew starts with history, genealogy.
马太福音怎样开始呢？一开始就是一个历史，一个家谱的历史。
Because it's been a long, long, long wait for the people of God.
因为对于神的子民来讲，已经是等了一个很长很长的时间。
But now, by the way, first Christmas was probably in the spring. So now the snow's melting. Winter's passing. Christmas is here.
第一个圣诞节其实应该是差不多春天的时间，当雪开始融化的时候，春天来到，这个圣诞节来到。
That's why Christmas should be a special time for you if you're a Christian.
所以对于你基督徒来讲，圣诞节是一个特别的日子。
What are we celebrating?The arrival of the Lord Jesus, a dawn of a new era.
我们庆祝什么呢？就是说耶稣基督来到一个新的年代的开始。
You know, Matthew's Gospel begins with two chapters on the Nativity.
马太福音开始有用了两章的章节去讲到耶稣降临。
And if you're familiar with the Gospel of Matthew, it might seem strange that.He only gives two or three short phrases about the nativity.
咁但系其实你睇真啲嘅时候，马太福音里边只系用咗两句嘅说话讲到耶稣嘅降生。
Let me just give you two or three. Chapter 1:25 says the phrase "She had given birth to a son." That's it.
咁一章二十五节佢净系讲到话呢个童女生咗一个儿子啦。
And in chapter 2 verse 1.After Jesus was born, that phrase, that's it.
然后到第二章的第一节，他说这个，当耶稣出生之后，就这样。
So aren't you curious? Why? Why does Matthew only give you two little sound bites of nativity?
你有没有觉得很奇怪，为什么马太他只是用了两句这么短的说话，就讲到耶稣的降生呢？
Well, as a fellow human being, you and I know that there are births taking place every moment of every day, right? Every year.
我们都知道其实在世界各地每个时间每时每刻都有婴儿诞生。
But this birth that Matthew just mentions is special.
但马太形容的这个婴孩的诞生是很特别。
It's different
是不同的。
See, Matthew wants to spend most of his time helping us to understand why. Why is it different? Why should you get excited about it?
马太想花多啲嘅章节去讲到我哋听点解呢个婴孩嘅降生系唔同，点解我哋要特别去关注。
So as Christmas approaches, because it is coming soon, let's explore together this Advent season what Matthew is trying to say to you.
所以当呢个圣诞节嚟紧嘅时候，我哋一齐去睇下马太究竟想讲啲乜嘢俾我哋听。
Because Matthew says that those days that marked the dawn of redeeming grace is good news.
因为马太话，当呢个新嘅年代嘅开始，呢个神救赎嘅恩典嘅开始，系一个好消息。
Don't you think we need good news?
你唔觉得我哋需要一啲好消息咩？
As you see on slide 4, let's see for ourselves, right? I hope you see for yourself how God's light breaks into your life today.
我哋都睇下神嘅光点样可以今日去照入你嘅生命里边。
Because Matthew 1 and 2 is the prologue of the greatest story ever.
马太福音一章二章就系一个最伟大嘅故事嘅起头。
It's the story of Jesus, right?
系耶稣基督嘅故事。
It's the one that will make many millions sing this Christmas. Joseph Moore's famous lines, "Silent night."Holy night, Son of God, loves pure light.
就是这个故事使到很多很多的人在这个时间去唱诵这个故事。就好像这个作者写这个平安夜，他说平安夜圣善夜，真宁静真光明。
Joseph Moore continues, radiant beams from thy holy face with the dawn of redeeming grace.
他说光辉还照圣母圣婴，圣洁婴孩纯真可爱，正享天赐安眠。
My prayer for you this Christmas season as your pastor is that you will experience the dawn of redeeming grace.
作为你的牧师，我在这个圣诞节，我期望你，希望你会得到的就是说，去经历到这个救赎恩典的降临。
Christ the Savior is born.
因为这个基督这个救主已经降生。
You know, it's tempting to zone out. Zone out. You know, the sermon's coming. Zone out. It's tempting to do that, right?
你知道这个讲道的时候，你可能会魂有障碍，没留心了。
Especially if you're reading a genealogy.
特别是你要读一个家谱的时候。
That's what we just read in Matthew 1.
我们刚刚读过的马太福音第一章就是这件事。
But there's a reason why Matthew starts that way.
但是当中有一个原因，为什么马太他写这个福音书是这样开始。
And as you'll see on slide 5, I don't think it's wrong to say that this genealogy, in this genealogy, is everything you need to know about Christianity.
但我可以这样讲，就是说这个家谱就是你所需要明白到关于基督教所需要知道的事。
All the essentials about Christianity is there in this genealogy.
所有基督教重要的事都在这个家谱里面。
So let's look at some of them.
让我们看看某几点。
First, the gospel is not good advice.
首先这个
It is good news.
首先这个福音不是一些只是一些好的提议，这个是一个好消息。
It's not a story made up by some creativeperson on earth.
不是由人一些聪明的人去想出来的一个故事。
It's not a fairy tale once upon a time.
不是一些的童话式的故事。
Matthew,
很久很久以前这样。
Matthew starts out with genealogy. It's a way of saying, what I'm going to tell you actually happened. It happened in time and space. You could check it out. You could look at the genealogy.
他说马太说我所讲你听的是实实在在在某时某刻发生了的事，你可以看看这个家谱是确实发生过。
And the reason he does that is because Christianity's most important feature is it's actually history. It happened.
其中一个基督教最重要的一样东西就是说这个实在是发生了，这个是一个历史。
Because the core of Christianity is not a set of principles that Jesus taught to us. It's something Jesus was going to do for us.
因为基督教的核心不是只是说一些好的提议或者一些 耶稣基督的教导，而实在是因为是耶稣基督做了一些事。
You know, most religions, when you peel back the layers of the religion, you'll see that it's built on teachings and principles, right?
如果你看看其他的宗教，你慢慢去剖析一下他们的时候，其实他们都是只是讲一些原则或者建议。
And those principles, those truths would be true whether their religious founder lived or he didn't ever live.
这些宗教的原则或者是他的思想，他们都可能是有他的真实性，无论那个宗教的创始人是实在活过或者是没有活过。
And that's because the religious founder was just the mouthpiece of those teachings.
因为这些宗教的发起人，他们只不过是一个宣讲这些原则的一个媒介。
Let me give you a couple examples of that.
让我给几个例子你们。
The principles of Buddhism don't depend on Buddha being an actual person.
例如在佛教里面，他的所讲的原则并不在于说这个 佛祖是不是真的出现过。
Those teachings of principles that Buddhists believe undergird the universe, and Buddha was just the mouthpiece.
那这些佛教的信徒，他相信这些佛教的原则，但是他这个佛祖只不过是一个好像一个传讲这些信息的一个媒介。
Consider also the religion of Islam.
又或者去看下回教。
Islam is a pattern of how Allah wants you to live.
那他所讲的就是说他们所讲的神阿拉想你们怎样去生活。
Muhammad was just a prophet, was a mouthpiece for the teaching of Islam.
而这个穆罕默德只不过是他们所讲的一个先知，只不过是传讲这些这样的信息的一个媒介。
Now, of course, Muslims will tell you Muhammad was a real, actual person.
回教徒会讲你听说穆罕默德实在好像一个真人是活过。
But the principles and teachings of Islam do not depend on a real person.
但他们所教的回教的教导或者是原则并不在于穆罕默德是不是一个真人。
But in contrast, that's not true for Christianity.
但是对比于基督教来讲，基督教并不是这样。
Christianity depends on a set of events that actually took place in time and history. It must have occurred.
基督教是在于在历史里面一些事件实在是发生过。
If it didn't occur, you're wasting your time here.
如果这些事没发生过的时候，大家都在浪费时间。
Because the core of Christianity is not what Jesus taught us to do, it's what he did for us.
因为基督教的核心不是在于耶稣基督教我们什么，而是在于耶稣基督为我们做了什么。
Now scholars point out the Gospels, which is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, contain the record of Jesus' life.
学者都指出这些福音书，无论是马太、马可、路加、约翰福音，都讲到耶稣基督的生平。
Again, if you've read them, you know they're really a prologue to his death.
但如果你真的看的时候，其实这些福音书所讲的都是耶稣基督的死的一个序幕。
You don't have to be an English major to know that. You could just peruse the Gospels and you could tell that the central element of all those four books is what? The death of Christ.
你小心去看的时候，很容易就看到这四卷福音书他们那个最重要的就是讲到耶稣基督的死。
And they skim over 33 years of his life and 3 years of his teaching, his ministry, and then you get the majority of the Gospels focus on one week of his life where he goes to the cross.
因为耶稣基督33年的生平和3年的教导，这些福音书很快都形容了大过，然后将很大部分的时间都着墨于在耶稣基督的死之前那一个礼拜。
And we read that Jesus would bear the penalty for our sins and die in our place and rise again from the dead.
耶稣基督为我们的死去付上代价，死在十字架上边，并且是三日埋葬，三日之后复活。
Of course, the Gospels contain a lot of things that Jesus taught.
没错，这些福音书都讲到很多耶稣基督的教导。
But you can't miss it. The focus of the Gospels is not on what Jesus taught. It's what He did.
但我们都知道这些福音书的焦点不是在于耶稣这个教导，而是 在于耶稣基督为我哋做咗啲乜嘢。
And that's why the gospel's not primarily good advice, it's good news.
所以呢个福音唔系只系一啲好嘅提议，而系佢系一个好消息。
The word itself, gospel, means an announcement of good news.
福音呢个字嘅意思就系一个宣讲一个好嘅消息。
In Greek, gospel is euangelion.
咁喺希腊原文里边，呢个福音佢原文嘅字就系 euangelion。
That's a combination of two words. Eu, one word meaning good. Angelion is another word meaning message. Good message.
呢两个意两个字，佢第一个意思就系 eu 就系系好嘅意思，而下一部分嗰个字 angelion 就系讲到呢个消息。
Imagine we're living in ancient Greece.
马太住喺以前希腊嘅地方。
And a foreign army was coming to invade your country.
咁如果喺当时嘅社会，如果有一个外邦嘅外族要嚟入侵你嘅国家嘅时候
，And so the army general who's in charge of protecting you is short-handed, and so he sends out a message to you.
咁如果呢个保卫呢个国家嘅一个统帅佢好似唔够士兵喎，咁佢就将一个信息去传出去。
He says that he needs every able-bodied man, woman, boy, girl, and he needs your help to defeat the enemy army.
咁佢话我需要任何能够打仗嘅人，无论男女老幼，都要嚟帮手去对付呢啲入侵嘅军队。
In other words, he's asking you to deploy and go out and fight for him.
咁佢话就系话我要一啲人系愿意系一齐去打仗嘅。
That is not a gospel.What is that? That's a request for help.
呢个唔系一个福音，唔系一个好消息。呢个系乜嘢啊？呢个系要恳求帮助嘅消息。
But what is a gospel then?
咁福音系乜嘢？好消息系乜嘢
？A gospel is good news, right? That's not a request.
呢个福音系一个好消息，唔系一个请求。
You see.The messenger who brought the gospel, good news, is an angelos, an angel.
这个带来一个好消息，这个人叫做 angelos, 是一个天使咁样。
And so let me ask you, who showed up when Jesus was born?
我问下你，当耶稣降生嘅时候，边个显现出嚟呢？
Angels, right? Angels announced peace on earth, salvation for people.
就是这个天使来到显现，他说平安归于地上的人。
The angels did not say the great teacher is here.
这些天使并没有说一个很好的老师来到了。
The angel announced a savior is born.
天使他们宣讲说一个救主降生。
You'll see on slide 6, C.S. Lewis, who's an apologist, a English professor of past years, writes,something very helpful for us to understand all of this.
路易斯曾经写过一段嘅说话，帮我哋去了解呢件事情。
And I know it's not perfect. By the way, Lewis's works are translated in Chinese.
咁路易斯嘅书咧好多都系译咗中文，大家可以揾下。
But hopefully this helps. I know it helps more if you're English speaking. But listen to Lewis says.
我哋睇下佢讲乜嘢。
There's been no lack of good advice for the last 4,000 years.
佢话喺过去嘅四千年咧，我哋并冇缺少任何好好嘅提议。
A bit more would not have made a difference.
咁如果再多一啲嘅提议咧，并冇造成任何嘅分别。
We never have followed the advice of the great teachers.
我哋从来都唔会去跟呢啲好教师嘅提议。
Why?
点解咧
？Would we likely to begin now?
咁我哋而家又点会开始去跟从人哋嘅提议咧
？Why would we be more likely to follow Christ than any of the others？
我哋点解会系愿意去跟从耶稣基督，唔跟从其他人咧
？Because he's the best moral teacher。
系咪因为佢系一个好好嘅道德教师咧
？That makes it even less likely that we shall follow him。
如果系话反之，我哋更加唔会去跟从佢嘅提议。
If we cannot take the elementary lessons, is it likely？We are going to take the more advanced ones?
如果一啲最基本嘅课程教导我哋都唔去跟嘅时候，我哋系咪会跟一啲更加尽心嘅课程咧
？If Christianity only means one more bit of good advice, then Christianity is of no importance。
如果基督教只系在乎于多一啲嘅好嘅提议嘅时候，咁基督教系完全唔重要。
Do you see the difference？
你睇唔睇到个分别咧？
The gospel's not good advice, it's good news.
这个福音不是好的提议，而是好消息。
Because we need a salvation,
a savior. 我们需要一个救主，一个救恩。
And God became that for us by entering into history.
神进入历史里面成为我们的救恩。
And he did something we cannot do.
神为我们做了一些事我们自己做不到的。
You see, those who believe and receive that would be changed.
那些相信并且是接受的，他们会被改变。
You know, we're not primarily changed because of what Jesus taught. We're changed because of what Jesus did.
我们被改变不是在于耶稣基督教导什么，而是在于耶稣基督为我们做了什么。
So the most important thing about the gospel is that you must believe it. Receive it as a gift, a precious gift.
所以关乎福音，你最重要的就是说你要相信和接受。
And you're not a Christian if you're just emulating the moral teachings of Jesus.
如果你不是基督徒的时候，你最多会做到的就是尝试学习效法耶稣基督的教导。
Even if you keep them really well.
纵使你是学得很好。
And do better than most other people.
做得比别人更加好。
That imitation of Jesus' life won't save you.
但是那个效法耶稣基督嗰个生，模仿耶稣基督嗰个生命，并唔能够拯救你。
Because the core of Christianity, according to the scriptures, is not foremost a set of teachings to be followed.
因为基督教嘅核心并唔系话要有一啲教导我哋去跟从。
It's a gift to be received by faith.
而系一个礼物，我哋要信心，用信心去接受。
The gospel is not primarily good advice; it's good news.
福音佢基本唔系好嘅提议建议，而系好消息。
We receive it joyfully, and then we respond in loving obedience to Him.
我哋用喜乐嘅去接受，然后用爱同埋顺服去回应。
Yes, you should be moral. You should be upright. That's good for you, right?
你系需要行为系正直。
But that's not the essence of Christianity.
但是那个不是基督教的中心。
It's what Jesus has done for you that saves you and makes you Christian by faith alone.
而是在于耶稣基督为我们做了什么。
But not only is the gospel not good advice, but not just good advice, but good news, it's secondly, the genealogy shows you that Jesus is the center of the universe. He's the center of history.
第二就是说这个家谱去给我们看到耶稣基督在这个历史的中心。
And you'll see that on slide 7, Matthew takes what the world would have considered to be an insignificant family line, as he records in Matthew 1, and organizes all of human history around it.
马太去给我们看到，在世界其他人我们会觉得这个是不重要的家谱，但是马太给我们看到整个世界的历史都是围绕着这个家族。
And you don't have to be an A student to know why that's important.
你知道为什么这个这么重要？
It certainly didn't seem back then or today that Jesus is the focal point, the center of history.
我们看到在当时的时代，甚至乎现在都很多人都不会觉得耶稣基督是那个中心，历史的中心。
Israel was a small, backward nation.
以色列在当时只不过一个小小小的国家。
You know, it's a small Middle Eastern country that was under the rule of somebody else.
他们被别人去统治在中东一个很微小的地方。
Back in Jesus' day, when he was born, nobody in Rome would be paying attention to his family line. No one.
不是当时耶稣基督降生的时间，罗马冇人会留意到呢个咁小嘅家庭家族。
But God made a promise to Abraham to bring salvation to the world through Jesus.
但是神应许亚伯拉罕会藉着耶稣基督将这个救恩去带到这个世界。
And this promise was also to bring the whole world into subjection to Jesus, the King.
并且这个应许是将整个世界都伏在耶稣基督的下面。
And at this point in world history, you've got these really powerful nations, right? In the time of Jesus' birth, and people that seemed like they were directing things, right? All these powerful people in Rome.
不是当时的时间，有很多很强大的国家，特别是罗马，他们都是在当时来讲是很重要的国家。
But as you see on slide 7, what Matthew shows you in this genealogy is that God is the one guiding it all according to his plan. He's brought forth the Messiah.
但是马太给我们看到就是说这个在这个家谱里面给我们看到神就是带领着所有的事情所有的计划就是带到这个尼赛亚出来。
I'll just give you one quick example of that.
我给一个例子你。
One of the details that most people know at Christmas, in the Christmas story, is that Mary and Joseph had to travel to Bethlehem.
咁啊，好多人都认知道啊，圣诞嘅故事，约瑟同埋玛利亚，佢哋都系去紧呢个伯利恒城嘅路程。
Can anybody tell us from that story in the Gospels why? Why did they have to travel to Bethlehem?
点解佢哋要去伯利恒咧？有冇人记得咧？
You know, Bethlehem may be about 90 miles from where they were.
咁佢哋从巴利恒咧，从佢哋所住嘅地方有90里嘅咁远。
Anyone?
边有记得 ？Why? 点解
？What's the story in the gospel? Why they had to go to Bethlehem?
福音嘅故事里边讲到点解佢哋要去巴利恒咧
？Well, the Rome was taxing them, taxing the people, so they had to go from your home city. You had to go back to your home city to register for the tax.
因为罗马要去对他们去收税所以他们要去回他们原本的地方要去登记。
You'll read about that in the Gospel of Luke. Luke explains to us that God's purpose is that so that the one of the prophecies about the Messiah would be fulfilled.
路加说这样的事的发生是为了要去这个神的应许要实现。
Because it said the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem.
因为那个预言说这个救主尼赛亚会在伯利恒出生。
So God in his sovereignty moves this powerful nation Rome to do this tax so he could get Mary and Joseph to move 90 miles to Bethlehem.
所以神的大能就使到罗马政府向这些人去收税以致玛利亚和约瑟要走到去伯利恒去登记翻去那个地方。
So let me ask you, why didn't God just appear to Joseph in a dream and tell him, go to Bethlehem?
为什么神不可以在约瑟的梦里面就讲给约瑟听、哦、你和玛利亚去伯利恒啦这样就可以了。
Because God wants to show you that he can move powerful nations like chess pieces.
因为神想给你看到他能够去驱动世界上的强权国家就好似佢，好似捉棋咁样。
To accomplish his purposes in Jesus Christ，
去能够去成就佢喺耶稣基督里边嘅大事。
He taxed the whole known world, the powerful nation of Rome, uses powerful Rome to move two peasant people 90 miles。
佢使用呢个罗马呢个强大嘅国家，去使到两个人走90里嘅路程。翻去伯利恒。
Now, the reason I mention that to you is because it doesn't look like right now in 2021 that Jesus is the center of history, right?
就好似今日咁样，2021年，我哋都外界都睇到，好似耶稣基督唔系呢个历史嘅中心。
CNN, Fox News aren't here. They're not here today, right? They're not here. But why? Because we're insignificant to them.
为什么这些很大的传媒 CNN 或者是 Fox 为什么他们不在呢因为我们不是那些很重要的人嘛。
They're not at a church right now interviewing someone.
他们不是在教会里面现在 去访问一些人。
No, they're like having shows like Face the Nation, right? And interviewing what they think the movers and shakers of the world are right now, right?
他们可能访问一些世界上认为很重要的人很有权势的人。
Right? Maybe the Fed chair, because the stock market is important.
可能佢去访问紧一啲关于这个 股市很有影響力的人。
Maybe they interview someone in Congress or in the White House or the Kremlin or Beijing or wherever, right? That they think the movers and shakers of the world are.
可能他訪問緊白宮裏邊嘅人，或者係議會裏邊嘅人，甚至乎可能喺北京或者克里姆林宮嘅好重要嘅人，因為呢啲人都去對呢個世界好有影響力。
The center of history is what God is doing in the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
神喺耶穌基督所做嘅，佢使到耶穌基督成為呢個世界中心嘅歷史。
It's what God is accomplishing in His world to take salvation to every nation and people on earth.
神所要成就嘅就係將呢個救恩帶到呢個世界上嘅人。
He will bring the world into subjection, if whether you're willing or not.
總之你願唔願意都好，神都會將呢個世界伏喺耶穌基督嘅下邊。
He even moves powerful nations like back then in Rome.At his will to accomplish his purposes.
他甚至乎去使用这些强大的国家，好像罗马这样，去成就他的旨意。
Or to put it simply, there's an unseen story behind the reality of the real story.
又或者可以这样说，在一个外表看到的真实的故事，后面有一个我们看不到的故事。
You know, as I said in the introduction,Was Jesus late or not? Many of the Israelites were discouraged. They waited so long. There's no Messiah coming.
好似开头我所讲嘅，以色列人都等咗好长嘅时间，弥赛亚未嚟到。
And they looked around them.
佢哋周围望。
And they didn't see how God was fulfilling His promises.
佢哋睇唔到神点样会去成就佢嘅应许。
You see, the Israelites were under subjection of foreign rule. Rome was in charge, not them.
当时的以色列人是被罗马人统治。
And many of you look around today and are discouraged.
咁你哋望下今日嘅周围，你都可能会觉得好气馁。
Because you live in a land that where growing secularism is outnumbering the Christians.
因为我哋活喺一个社会，呢个世俗主义系超过基督教嘅。
There's more unbelief than belief.
在外面有更多的不信，是对比于相信的。
And you look around, there's corruption everywhere in every institution.
而周围你看看很多的腐败。
That's destroying the nations of the world.
去破坏着这个世界很多的国家。
And you hear about the great political divide that is ripping the country apart that you live in.
我哋又睇到喺呢个社会上边好多嘅政治嘅分裂，去使到呢个国家去分裂。
And you feel in your pocketbook the adverse effects of a pandemic。
咁你并且你都感受到呢个疫情里边对你自己嘅经济嘅影响。
And your kids are worried about climate change and how that will affect your comfort of living。
而你嘅孩子亦都担心呢个气候嘅变化点样影响到你嘅生活。
And a threat it imposes upon you for the safety of your children and their children.
并且对你嘅孩子同埋佢哋嘅孩子，好似有一个危机喺里边。
And you see crime, racism, abuse everywhere you turn.
你无论你去到边度，你都睇到罪恶，睇到种族歧视，睇到暴力。
Don't be deceived.
你唔好被瞒骗。
Didn't look back then that God was in charge.
在当时耶稣基督降生的时候，好似神并没有掌权。
But look what he accomplished.
但是你看看他成就了什么？
A savior was born.
一个救主降生。
You may be discouraged this morning.
你今天早上可能觉得很气馁。
It may look like the subjects around you, the circumstances that you can't control are overwhelming.
可能你睇下周围好多嘅环境处境，你都好似控制唔到咁样。
But God cannot be mocked.
但系你唔好去欺弄神。
God has an infallible purpose for your life.
神对你有一个目标目的。
And it's to reveal Jesus to you and to glorify himself.
就是被耶稣基督 俾你睇到，并且去荣耀佢。
Everything in your life is about that.
你生命嘅所有嘅嘢都系关乎呢样。
Jesus is the center of history.
耶稣基督系呢个历史嘅中心。
But that's not all.
但系唔单止系咁样。
God is working in all things good and bad for His purposes.
神无论喺好嘅事或者坏嘅事上边。都是在工作緊，為咗佢自己嘅目的。
Just think what Satan did in the past against Israel.
去諗下撒旦點樣攻擊以色列。
Look at what he did to try to prevent the Christ from coming.
佢做咗啲乜嘢去防止基督嚟到咧
？Right, Abraham disobeyed. Sarah almost was lost. Right, and what if Sarah was lost? She's in the lineage of Jesus.Then the plan will be ruined.
亚伯拉罕嘅不顺服，只知道撒拉可能差唔多系失去咗。点解撒拉咁重要？因为佢喺耶稣嘅家谱里边。
We reading 2 Kings 11. One time the royal seed was all slain except for young Joas. That was the only hope of the lineage of Jesus back then.
又喺列王纪下十一章，我哋睇到以色列国嘅好多嘅王室都被杀。剩翻约亚斯一个被拯救。
And as you'll see on slide 8, my friends, this genealogy is not a dull list of names.
呢个家谱并唔系一啲好普普通通嘅一堆好无聊嘅名字。
It's a record of the faithfulness of God to preserve the children of Abraham as a channel through which Jesus Christ Himself would come to save the world.
而系一个记录咗神嘅信实。怎样将神的儿子耶稣基督带到这个世界
Matthew's genealogy is of Joseph, Jesus' father in the eyes of the law, right?
在马太福音的家谱里面约瑟 根据法律来说是耶稣基督的父亲
Of course, God the Father is Jesus' dad, right?
没错父神才是耶稣基督的父
If you read Luke's genealogy, it's Mary's genealogy. Mary and Joseph are both descendants of David.
但你看这个家谱其实玛利亚和约瑟他们两个都是大卫的后裔
And if that wasn't enough, as you'll see on slide 9, look at the names on the list. Look at the grace of God in that list.
你看这个家谱的名字你看到神的恩典
You know, women...You wouldn't put women in your genealogy, but there are four women in even Mary's mentioned. So there's five women in the genealogy.
如果你计埋玛利亚呢个家谱里边有五个女性嘅名字，我哋一般唔会将女性嘅名字放喺家谱里边。
And not only is it just mentioning women, which was unheard of back then. Look at who's on there.
唔单止话喺以前啊，唔会将女性嘅名字放喺家谱里边。你再睇下呢啲系咩名字咧
？They're not the most stellar women that you would say I'm related to。
你睇到可能系好似好似冇关系嘅。
Tamar。
Tamar。
Tamar is very into deception, right？
Tamar 系被蒙骗。
Rahab。Rahab。
拉合。
You know her story, right？
佢嘅故事系乜嘢
？Ruth。
在路德的《路德记》里面
How about Bathsheba? An adulteress is on that list.
拔士巴这个犯奸淫的也都在这个名字里面
It's chock full of grace.
是很多的恩典
Right, Tamar was guilty of whoredom.
Tamar 是一个妓女
Rahab was a harlot, a foreigner.
拉合也都在妓女并且一个外邦人
Ruth was a Moabite, a Gentile.
摩押啊，路德亦都系摩押人，系一个外邦人。
In fact, Deuteronomy 23:3-6 spells it out. She's excluded from the nation of Israel.
申命记23:3-6好明确嘅讲出嚟，就系话佢摩押系被以色列系踢咗出嚟。
And Bathsheba was involved in that awful sin that David did.
我哋更加唔使讲大卫所同啊拔士巴所犯嘅奸淫呢个罪。
Where sin abounded, grace abounded more. Romans 5:20.
罗马书五章二十节，佢话：只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
Of course, several names and generations are left off the genealogy.
咁喺呢个家谱里边，有啲名字系冇包括喺里边。
But as that latter verse that you read in, I think it's Matthew 1, 17, it says that there are 14, three generations of 14.
在剛才所讀的經文後最尾那句他講到有十四代
And who knows why it's like that. You know, some people say it's maybe a memory device. That's why they left off some and rounded off to 14 because it was an oral society, oral tradition society handed down so children had to memorize things.
沒人知道為什麼是這樣但可能有些人說因為是即是拉比讓以色列人能夠容易的去記得十四代。
But we do know this, all the records, because the temple was destroyed in AD 70, Jerusalem was sacked by her enemies, that there's no one could trace back their genealogy to say they're the legitimate king of Israel.
但現在已經沒有人能夠真的追溯到這個家譜，因為所有的記錄都是當在這個聖殿被焚毀、被毀滅的時候，就所有的記錄都沒有了。
And so that might be the reason why Matthew spells it out for you, that Jesus is in the lineage of King David.
所以可能就是马太为什么是这样去讲出来给我们看到耶稣基督是大卫的后裔。
But Matthew's opening words are good news for anyone who needs a new beginning.
但是马太福音是一个好消息给那些需要一个新开始的人。
And that's why the Gospels end with Jesus telling his apostles, who are all Jews, to go to the ends of the earth and go and make disciples, followers of Jesus.
所以当这个福音书结束的时候，耶稣同他的门徒，这些犹太人讲话，你要去普世的地方里面，要去宣讲福音，去叫人去跟从耶稣。
Because this was a new beginning.That the Christ child has inaugurated that needed to be told to the world.
因为这个新的开始，耶稣基督来到这个世界，要知道这个好消息。
That all would be restored by faith in him, and that all would be renewed.
所有万物在他相信耶稣基督的里面都会更新。
And maybe as you reflect, as we end another year, maybe you need a new beginning too.
可能来到年终的时候，你去回想，可能你都觉得需要一个新的开始。
Certainly, this past year was not exactly an easy one.
过去一年都不容易。
But Matthew wants you to know that you can find a new beginning in Jesus Christ.
但是马太俾我哋睇到话，你喺耶稣基督里面能够揾到个新嘅开始。
Because in the coming of Jesus, God kept His promise to bless the nations through Abraham.
因为藉住耶稣基督嘅嚟到，神呢去实践咗佢对亚伯拉罕，佢成为万国嘅祝福。
And so that anticipated long, long, long wait that the Israelites of the Old Testament, the believers of the Old Testament, were waiting for.Had come to pass.
因为以色列过去这么多代的以色列人，他们所期盼、所渴望来到的，真的来到。
And as we all embark on the difficulties we face today,
当我们面对我们今天的困难的时候，
we can trust him too to keep his promises.
我们都能够去相信他，他会去成就他的应许。
And what's his promise?
他应许是什么?
For your good.
是为了你的好。
And to be with you by his spirit.
是藉着他的灵去同你同在。
He will bring his people home.
他会将他的人子民带到带回去家。
Will you follow him and trust?In his promises.
你会不会跟随他并且相信他的应许呢?
I'll end with slide 9. For all the promises of God find their yes in him, writes Paul. That is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory.
保罗写到他说神的应许不论有多少在基督都是是的 所以藉着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
Father, we pray that we cling to your promises, because your promises are sure.
天父，让我们去捉紧你的应许，因为你的应许是确定的。
We pray, O Lord, that as we turn a page to another Advent season, that we wouldn't take it for granted.
天父，当我们来到这个降临之前，叫我们不要觉得是理所当然。
That we treasure the fact that you treasure us, and that a Savior is born.
让我们去宝贵这个故事，这个救主是降生。
Lord, may you bless every person, every family here.
求主你祝福每一个人，每一个家庭。
And this Christmas season, may we cling to you and follow the Lord Jesus.
在这个圣诞节，我们去捉紧你，依靠你，去跟随耶稣基督。
And we ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。